Good afternoon, Richmond. It is time for a special edition of the New Breakfast Snob, bringing you culture, dignity, and edumacation. Oh, wait. No, we're gonna hear fuzz-tone guitars instead. Screw dignity.
got your spell on me, baby. You got your spell on me, baby. Yes, you got your spell on me, baby. Turning my heart into stone. I need you so bad, magic woman, I can't leave you alone. I need you so bad. I need you, darling. I need you, darling. Yes, I want you to love me. I want you to love me. I want you to love me. Oh, yeah. Oh, baby. Yes.
couple of times. But I'm telling you, it can't happen here. Oh, darling, it's important that you believe me, bop, 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 that it can't happen here.
We just heard Golden Earring from their 1970 release, Golden Earring, with Big Tree, Blue Sea. Kind of Jethro Tull with the flute there. Maybe I'll play Jethro Tull for the first time ever later. Fleetwood Mac, Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac, from English Rose, their 1969 release on Epic Records, Black Magic Woman, which later went on to be covered by Santana. Most people would probably think of Santana when they heard that, but that's actually composed by the late, great Peter Green. And we kicked it off with a Yardbirds classic, What Do You Want, from Having a Rave Up, 1965 all-star band. Jeff Beck had a hand in that. Beck, Page, Clapton, all those guitar heroes stepped through the Yardbirds lineup at one point or another. It's 116 at WRIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond. And as autumn approaches, Richmond Public Library's main branch is presenting Tea for Two, Poetry in the Park, a series of casual outdoor poetry readings. Coming up on Saturday, September 7th, Richmond poet Suzanne Lee, author of The Somersaults I Did As I Fell, will be reading with a guest poet. The program will begin at 11 a.m. and is open to the public at the Richmond Public Library's main branch, 101 East Franklin Street. More information, including operating hours and other special events at the library, can be found at richmondpubliclibrary.com.
Got no place to go. I'm tired of walking up and down this street all by myself. No love left for me to give. I try and try, but no one wants me the way I am. Why should I pretend I like to roam from door to door? Maybe I'll just kill myself. I just don't care no more. Because I'm not satisfied. Everything I've tried, I don't like the way life has been abusing me. Never met no one who cared if I was dead and gone. Who needs me to care for them? Nobody needs me. Why should I just hang around? Why should I just sit and watch? Satisfied. Everything I've tried, I don't like the way life has been abusing me.
Full of pain and drip, drip is driving me wild. Drip, drip is driving me wild. I sat my window, there's a pipe where we're thin. It lets the water through a dance of a tin. I try to sleep, but it's making a dent. And drip, drip is driving me wild. Drip, drip is driving me wild. Water on the brain, water. We'll be right back. dishes is weak. Go to the bathroom door and I'll take a peek. Yeah, the water tap has started a leak. And a drip, drip is driving me wild. Drip, drip is driving me wild. A drip, drip is driving me wild. Drip, drip is driving me wild.
She wandered through the garden fence, said I've bought a great expensive potion, guaranteed to bring relief from all your suffering. Though I said you don't exist, she grasped me firmly by the wrist, threw me down upon my back, strapped me to a torture rack. I'm without to make my reply, found that I could only lie. And like a fool, I believed myself and thought I was somebody else. But she could see what I was then and left me on my own again.
Procol Harum from their first album, 1967 release, She Wandered Through the Garden Fence was the name of that song. Before that, The Seeds with The Wind Blows Your Hair from 1966. The Move from 1967 with I Can Hear the Grass Grow. And we kicked it off with The Hollies, Graham Nash's band, Nash of Crosby, Stills, and Young Nash. Water on the Brain from their Evolution album out in 1967. That was kind of a really cool one. Oh, we kicked it off with Zappa and the Mothers of Invention from 66's Freak Out. I'm Not Satisfied was the name of that song. Frank Zappa, you can always count on Zappa for some great music, even posthumously. It's 131 at WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. My name's Alan. I'm the new Breakfast Snob. And I got a pair of tickets to a show coming up next week. That would be The Last Bison, The Vacant Stairs, and The Blue and the Gray. Friends of WRIR right there. Playing at the Canal Club next Saturday. So the next caller to call me at 649-9737 will be giving you a pair of tickets to that show, The Last Bison, next Saturday right here in Richmond. So keep it tuned. Give me a call, 649-9737. And let's see what we got coming up. How about something with some guitars in it? It is the 60s show, you know, sort of. Oh, wait, some other 60s. ¶¶
Summer days just after summer rain, when all the air was damp and warm in the green of country lanes, and the breeze would touch your hair, kiss your face, and make you care about your world, your summer world. And we would count the evening stars as the day grew dark in Beechwood Park. Do you remember golden days and golden summer sun? The sound of laughter in our ears and the breeze as we would run. And the breeze would touch your hair, kiss your face, and make you care about your world, your summer world. And we would count the evening stars as the day grew dark in Beechwood Park.
Oh, roads in my mind take me back in my mind,
and I can't forget you, won't forget you, won't forget those days. And the breeze would touch your hair, kiss your face, and make you care about the world, your summer world. And we would count the evening stars as the day grew dark in Beechwood Park. Beechwood Park.
I remember everything you said to me. The tears that
Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, your daily grassroots global news hour. Tune in weekday mornings 8 to 9 here on WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio.
I want to cut my hair. It's going to go down to my knees. My teacher at school's not there. My mom and my dad don't care. Don't know what it means to be with your long hair blowing in the breeze. La 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 la. Me and the guys, we're running away to live in a cave. Alone with our hair. It gets in my mouth when I eat. I don't like to walk the street. You know I can't stand the heat. The people who laugh at me, they're jealous because I'm free. With my long hair waving to the trees. La 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 la. One of these days, you'll wake up and see an army of guys, an army of hair. Cut my hair, it's gonna grow down to my knees. My teacher at school's not there. My mom and my dad don't care. Don't know what it means to be free. With your long hair blowing in the breeze. La la la.
Kill for that woman. Kill for last time I see her. Last time I see her. Last time I see her. Many a year, yeah.
Hey, Mr. Policeman by Family from Music in a Doll's House. I think that's the name of the album. 1968 was the year from that. Before that, What Grows on Your Head from Lothar and the Hand People, one of two theremin-based rock bands that comes easily to mind. That was from their second album and their final official release, Space Hymn, 1969. Speaking of theremin, the first band that comes to mind when one talks of theremin-based rock or theremin-influenced rock is the 13th Floor Elevators, sometimes credited with inventing the psychedelic genre. Definitely one of the most influential garage psych bands of all time, with You're Gonna Miss Me from the psychedelic sounds of the 13th Floor Elevators, a 1966 release. I'll Remember from the Kinks, also from 1966, off their Face to Face album. And we kicked it off with The Zombies, Beechwood Park, from Odyssey and Oracle. Decca Records, 1968 was that year. 147 at WRIRLP, 97.3 FM Richmond. We're going to keep the trips flowing right here. This is Quicksilver Messenger Service.
Oh, sweet California sunshine.
See you. her shoes, and as the sun ran down from the sky, canyon burned.
Spirit from their first album, their debut record, 1968, Jay Ferguson and Randy California. What a great name. What a great name for a rock musician, Randy California. Anyway, that was the Great Canyon Fire in general. Before that, The Suite from a compilation out on Repertoire came out in 2002, 1968 to 1971, rare tracks and singles and so forth. That weren't on any of their albums. The Suite are kind of cool because they started off raunchy and garagey and kind of psychedelic and fuzzy, and then went on to get kind of slick. But they have more compilations and reissues than actual albums. It's bizarre. I was just looking up their discography on the interwebs. That was Time was the name of that song. And I started it off with Quicksilver Messenger Service from their Just for Love 1970 release on Capitol Records with Fresh Air, one of the very few, I guess you could call it a hit, get it, that's a pun, hit single, have another, anyway, it's 159 at WRIR-LP 97.3 FM Richmond, and you are listening to a special edition of the New Breakfast Snob, a Paisley blotter-influenced edition for y'all, you old folks. Ross... You're listening to it on WRIR-LP 97.3 FM Richmond, and broadcast of WRIR is made possible in part by Rostov's Coffee and Tea, 1618 West Main Street, now featuring home delivery everywhere in the city. Details on the web at rostovs.com. And while I got your attention, I still got a pair of tickets to next Saturday's show, The Last Bison, Vacant Stairs, and The Blue and the Gray, Canal Club, Saturday night, September 7th, 649-9737. Wins you a pair of tickets for that. We'll put you on the guest list, so just give me a call here. All right, this next set is going to be dedicated to Dustin, who does Party of One, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. every Saturday here. He suggested we're talking about ice cream and doing a Neapolitan show with the Chocolate Watch Band, Strawberry Alarm Clock, and Vanilla Fudge. And I was like, cool, I can do that. So here we go. This is Vanilla Fudge.
They all knew. about her. Now they all knew her. Hey, how to say your story? How should I know? How should I know? Oh, not gonna bother to tell her. She's not there. The way she looks, the way she acts there.
About no use of us hanging on.
The Chocolate Watch Band from their debut record, No Way Out, on Tower, 1967, Gone and Pass This By, exploring the Bo Diddley beat with a little bit of simulated sitar. Or is that a real sitar? Is that a sitar in your pocket, or are you just glad to see me? Oh, gosh. Anyway, before that, Strawberry Alarm Clock from their debut, Incense and Peppermint. Birds in My Tree was the name of that, and that was out in 67, too. And kicking it off, the Neapolitan set was Vanilla Fudge from their self-titled debut record, doing a cover of the classic Zombies tune, She's Not There, kind of a down-tempo, stretched-out version of that awesome Zombies tune. It's 2:11 at WRIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond. You're listening to a special Paisley and Swirly edition of the New Breakfast Knob right here. And I want to thank Scott for calling, and we got a taker for them tickets. So y'all, you can call anyway, but I ain't got nothing for you except some good times. 649-9737. And let's see what we're going to hear next. Oh, this is taking on the way back.
Please believe me, the river told me very softly, want you to hold me. Free fall, flow, river flow, on and on it goes. Breathe underwater till the end. Fall, flow, river, flow, on and on it goes. Breathe underwater till the end. Yes, the river knows. Please believe me, if you don't need me, I'm going, but I need a little time. I promised I would drown myself in mystic heated wine. Please believe me, the river told me very softly, want you to hold me. I would drown myself in mystic heated wine. Free fall, flow, river flow, on and on it goes. Breathe underwater till the end. Free fall, flow, river flow, on and on it goes. Breathe underwater till the end.
That I'd like to get to know, living there. Everybody seems to wonder what it's like down here. I gotta get away from this day to day running around. Everybody knows this is nowhere. Everybody knows. Time I think about back home, it's cool and breezy. I wish that I could be there right now,
at my house. I've got no shackles. You can come and look if you want to. Through the halls you'll see the mantles where the light shines dim all around you. And the streets are paved with gold. And if someone asks you, you can call my name. You are just a thought that someone somewhere somehow feels you should be here. And it's so for real to touch, to smell, to feel, to know why you are here. And the streets are paved with gold. And if someone asks you, you can call my name. You can call my name. I hear you calling my name. That I'm through singing, the bells from the schools of walls will be ringing. More confusions, blood transfusions. The news today will be the movies for tomorrow. And the waters turn to blood. And if you don't think so, go turn on your tub. And if it's mixed with mud, you see it turn to gray. Then you can call my name. I hear you calling my name.
And I host a radio show every Friday at noon called Wordy Birds. The show is the story of writers, their ideas, their subjects, and their attempts to make sense of the world one paragraph at a time. Wordy Birds is heard only here on Richmond Independent Radio, WRIR 97.3 LPFM.
Yeah.
That was the Yankee Dollar. Yes, indeed. Everybody's favorite band from 1968. Their one and only album, the Yankee Dollar, doing City Sidewalks. An ode to urban living that never goes out of style. Before that, Love from their class, and I do mean classic. It was a great record. Forever Changes, released in 1967. Arthur Lee at the peak of his writing and playing with A House Is Not a Motel. The lyrics to that are so good. I love the line, today's news will be tomorrow's movies, because that was 1967. You know what I'm saying? And I kicked it off with a couple of songs about knowledge. Neil Young from Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere, doing the title song, Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere. And The Doors from Waiting for the Sun with Yes, The River Knows. What does it know? I don't know. Maybe we'll go down to the James and find out. It's 224 WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. You're going to hear a song called The Raver by the Troggs. They had a lead singer that went on to be famous or something. But this album was never actually released in America until much, much later. So let's go back in the past to pretend like we haven't heard this before.
Too loud. Turn my mind away from pain. Change the
Yeah, Omaha from Moby Grape, from the first Moby Grape album. Skip Spence penned that song. Skip was the guitarist, singer. He was the leader of that band. He had a sad, sad breakdown. He was a genius, kind of a West Coast Sid Barrett, if you're familiar with the Sid Barrett story. Anyway, I want to thank Mr. Groff for passing on the most flattering compliment I've ever had. I've I want to thank everybody that's been sending phone calls and messages this way. This has been a great, it's been a fun show. I love this music. It was the soundtrack to my childhood. Not what's in the background now, the trippy stuff. It's 234 WIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. Oh, before that, we heard The Pretty Things, one of my favorite bands of all time. British Invasion turned psychedelic. That was right in the turning point of their sound. They kind of went swirly around the same time the Beatles did. That was a BBC session with Turn My Head. And we kicked it off with the Troggs doing The Raver. All right, what do we got lined up here? I got two songs up. Only one of them is the right one. Which wire do I cut?
Drops of golden sunset drip, and the golden sunset children skip along the path that's called the strip, and they're looking for a bird to flip, and a hole to hide from the tourist eyes are watching. Tourist cars come into town, and the black policeman's cars are down, inspecting all the players round the places where the joker's found, and waiting for his chance to be the dealer. City shirt that comes so quickly off alert. The golden sunset children flirt with ways to still be young and not be crying. The network shows its color war. I watch the short-haired hero star drip crimson on green army car. In his last scene, it's too bizarre to think that he won't get a check from AFTRA. Welcome. Spare a quarter. I'm feeling good in Hollywood. I know where you lie, Hollywood. I'm Hollywood.
And I'm proud of that fact, as you can plainly see. Never did what people said I should have. I'm just a low-down critter who never did any good. I'm just a low-down critter who never did any good. Spend my life working up a sweat to be a bad boy, getting girls into trouble every day, going from town to town. Now I tell you, I've been around. I'm just a low-down critter who never did any good. I'm just a low-down critter who never did any good. Lean on me. I tell you that I'm a loser, and I'm proud of that fact, as you can plainly see. Going from town to town, now I tell you I've been around. I'm just a low-down critter who never did any good. I'm just a low-down critter who never did any good.
The Brothers Gibb, otherwise known as the Bee Gees, from 2 years on, 1971 Polydor release, Lay It On Me. Not quite Saturday Night Fever, but hey, you know, they had to start somewhere. Before that, Traffic, from their first album, Mr. Fantasy Island, 1967. Colored Rain was the song. Welcome to Hollywood by the Asylum Choir from Look Inside, 1968 release. Leon Russell's first band before Leon Russell was Leon Russell. It's 242 at WRIR LP, 97.3 FM Richmond. Got about 17 minutes to go before DJ Dan takes over for Songs from the Big Hair. That's a lot of 60 songs, man. Or maybe one really long. The thing about these psychedelic songs is they started off really, really short in the early 60s. And by like the early 70s, they had blossomed out to 20. As the musicians progressed and became better players, the technology grew with them and they got more and more into the sounds and compositions. And before you knew it, you had prog rock and the songs are 24 minutes long. Far out.
Time will still go on. My time.
Mark Bolan and T-Rex, Lady from The Slider, 1972. Live Jefferson Airplane before that with It's No Secret. That was on their first album, Jefferson Airplane Takes Off, studio version, but released later on Blessed's Pointed Little Head with Grace Slick replacing, God, I can't even remember. They actually had a singer before Grace Slick on the first record.
Signe Anderson.
Thank you, Signe Anderson, Dan, with that tidbit. St. John's Green before that, Devil and the Sea from the only St. John Green's album ever in 1968. And 10 years after, The Band with No Name, a short little instrumental interlude from Watt, 1970 Chrysalis. And we kicked it off with Time Has Slipped Away by Dragonfly from the only Dragonfly album, 1968. 255 at WIR. LP 97.3 FM Richmond. Got just a few minutes to go until the 80s take off.
Perhaps another time or maybe another place could have eased my mind, would have never seen your face or heard about you. But now you call my name in your reality, though it's hard to explain, I know I'll never be without you.
I know nothing about you, but I know I don't doubt your love, and I know that it's real. My God above, I know how I feel about you. Got a handful of gold and a pocket full of dreams, but I'm right full of love, and I know what it means to be without you. And sit by my side and share with me all the things inside and the things that you see. So hear me say that for all my life I'll always stay about you.
satisfied.